to another worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 9, with verses 11 through 14. But when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of heifers' ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God? Paul explains the beauty of Jesus coming as the perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, belonging into this creation, of course. It means God sent him from heaven to establish a true conscience, cleansing, allowing our dead works to worship the living God. Mankind has created so many different ways to sanctify our relationship with the eternal God, giving us a sense of freedom by the sacrifices they had put into place. But Jesus, once and for all, came and obliterated these sacrifices by the sacrifice of his divine body in the passion, crucifixion, and death. We're the only one to ever return from this lost state forever is the one and only Savior, Jesus Christ. Sure, he brought back to life some of his friends while he was here to prove that he could do anything. He was the omnipotence of a life gone astray, now equals living redeemed in Jesus. Amen? Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying, as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others that have received the Holy Spirit over the Easter vigil. We pray that their entering of the beauty of our church as we pray for Holy Mother Church each day. Lord, we pray for those who are dying each day. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. My poem comes from the study of Hebrews 9. It's a quad poem. That means quad lines and four stanzas. It's titled, Spirit Eternal, Conscience Cleansed. Priest High came Christ, to be things good, tabernacle perfect, greater advised, belonging not humanhood. Sanctuary once Christ entered, calves, goat, blood not. Blood own he surrendered, redemption eternal obtained spot. Cleansing flesh defiled sanctify, Christ's blood complies amends. God's unblemished Son rely, Spirit eternal, conscience cleansed. God living inside try, worship the true God. Dead now, alive abide. Conscience cleanse, Christ guide. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's April 27, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led God-inspired, Christ-fed, amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Now, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. May God lift you up and praise in your mouth everything that means to live by the name of Jesus. Amen. My good friends, John and Marie, God bless you guys. So excited for you too, in the name of Jesus, where all things are possible. Be one in Him. Amen. As we close at 6:11 today, in the name of Universal Utterings, oh, thank heaven for 7:11 at 6:11 in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Thanks for joining us. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.